Hello, here's a card for September 30th, 2022, and it is the Ten of Swords, of course. Dio de los Muertos. I decided when I started doing this, think of it as studying out loud, that no matter what cards showed themselves, I would never redraw. No matter how dark or confusing the picture, I would learn from it and deal with it. A card of painful endings, the Ten of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is usually not a welcome card. Okay, never a welcome card. There is usually a thin band of yellow or silver-gray across the stormy dramatic picture, a sliver of sunrise or silver lining. Life, it seems, goes on. The Modern Witch Tarot by Lisa Stirl is as down-to-earth as it gets, a young human in a pink blouse, which perfectly matches the pink of the sunrise we barely see through the black clouds. I still don't quite understand why there are two versions of this card in the deck, one with Ten of Swords at the bottom of the card in an antique-looking black font on a white border, and the other card is identical except for everything is fine in the same place. Even with 10 swords in her back, she seems to be checking her iPhone and is either the one texting everything is fine or receiving the message. Everything certainly doesn't seem to be fine, but we can see water receding on the card, as if flood water's receding. The after tarot shows a body being carried away. The suit of air is the suit of the intellect. The many swords in the back of this victim represent gossip and backstabbing. Yet, our heroine, or hero, lives to see another sunrise, at least on this card. This is one of what are called the stage cards of the tarot, the overall origin and relevance of the term a mystery to me, and a mystery in general. The Ten of Swords has been accused of being overly dramatic. The figure in the same position on the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith card is said to be an actor. His white, blousy sleeve, his careful pose, even in death. But the definition, or rather explanation, that makes the most sense to me, and an opinion I do agree with, is that Pamela Coleman-Smith was a stage and set designer, so the cards all do seem staged. I honestly don't think it goes deeper than that, because I always understood this to be one of the stage cards, and I don't find it on anyone's list. So, you know. Onward. The receding water is an important element in this dismal picture, so here's hoping for receding hurricane floods as soon as possible, and for more everything is fine text messages. For those not familiar with the Mexican tradition of meeting up in the cemetery every October 31st to spend quality party time with deceased loved ones, it's gorgeous. It's healthy. It's comforting. It's fun. I have had a special project in mind for the last few years I'd love for you to help me with this year. More on that this weekend.